Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Irving Brodsky. Irving Brodsky recorded with Bix Beiderbecke in 1930. He was present in all three recordings that Bix made under his own name, and he was also with the Hoagy Carmichaels and Bix in the recordings from 1930. I don't have much biographical information about him. From the Social Security Death Index, I figured out from the dates that he was born on April 15th, 1901 and died March 1st, 1998. Irving Brodsky started recording in 1922 with the California Ramblers and went on recording into the 1960s. In the 1920s, he recorded mostly with the California Ramblers or the bands within the bands, such as the Varsity Eight, the Little Ramblers, the Five Birmingham Babies, the Goofus Five, the University Six, and so on and so on. He was also an accompanist for bands that accompanied singers such as Cliff Edwards, Annette Henshaw, and J.C. Flippen. He also made some recordings with Roger Wolfgang, Ben Selvin, in the 1930s with Vic Burton and Paul Whiteman. Even in 1959, Irving Brodsky recorded, and that was with the newly constituted Gene Goldcat Orchestra. All right. Let's get started with the music. This is from October 3rd, 1924, the Varsity Eight with Bill Moore and Frank Kush on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis, Arnold Brillhart, and either Freddie Cusick or Orville Gibbs on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and Irving Brodsky on piano, Red Kitchingman on banjo, Stan King on drums. The two tunes that I want to play are No One Knows What It's All About. It's a tune that Bix recorded, but it was never issued. And the second one will be Talking to Myself. So let's listen then to Irving Brodsky with the Varsity Eight, 1924. Thank you. Get a load of that very nice duet between Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone and Bobby Davis on clarinet. Those two guys were very good friends after the New Yorkers, the band that Rollini had constituted in 1927 with several of the members of the Gold Cat Band. When that and the New Yorkers were unsuccessful, Rollini and Davis went to England. Okay, let's continue with the music. The next two recordings are from 1925. I'm doing this sort of chronologically. And they are by the Little Ramblers. In this particular version of the Little Ramblers, we have Red Nichols on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Adrian Brolini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tom Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums. And the two tunes that I want to play are Look Who's Here from June 16, 1925, and from the same day, Got No Time. So let's listen then to Irving Brodsky with the Little Ramblers, 1925. Thank you. California Ramblers, as well as the bands within the band, had this very special sound, that rhythm that characterized them, regardless of who was in the band. Of course, one of the members of the band was continuously there and provided continuity was Adrian Rollini and his bass saxophone. Okay, now I want to move to a non-California Ramblers group. This is Roger Wolfcon and his orchestra. One recording from November 24, 1926, that's Wouldn't You? This is a pretty big band. Roger Wolfcon is the director, Tommy Gott, Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Harold Sturr, clarinet and tenor sax, Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond on violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Nat Shilkret on celeste, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass, Vic Burton on drums, and the vocal is by Franklin Bauer. I will follow that with a recording from April 14, 1927. The band is about the same, except that Tony Colucci is added on banjo and Raymond and Shilkret are omitted, and this tune is April 14, 1927, just the same. So let's listen then to Irving Brodsky with Roger Wolfcon in 1926 and 1927.
Someone like me around you. There's lots of things I'd really be glad to do. And if you'd like a kiss, I'd never miss a minute or two. Now tell me, wouldn't you like to have someone like me to love you? Thank you.
Miff Maul was a fantastic trombonist. He has solos in both of the recordings that I just played. Also, of course, those two magicians, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, they provide these little interludes that are so much fun. Okay, I'm going to move now to the Gufus Five, who are more than five, in fact. And these are two recordings from April 14th, 1927. First, the Muddy Water, parentheses, a Mississippi moan, and then the Wang Wang Blues. The Gufus Five, which, are, as I said, are more than five, consist of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on reeds, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and Muddy Water has a vocal by Ed Kirkaby under the pseudonym of Ted Wallace. So let's listen then to Irving Brodsky with the Gufus Five in 1927.
Dixie moonlight, Swami shore, heading homebound just once more.
Well, we had a chance to hear Adrian Rollini playing the Gufus in both of those recordings. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but the beginning of Muddy Water, when Chelsea Quilly comes in, the first few notes remind me of Mississippi Mud, and Chelsea Quilly plays in a very in a mode very much influenced by Bix. Okay, we really haven't heard much Irving Bruskin in all these recordings. He was basically doing the rhythm section. So what I want to do now is play four recordings in which Irving Brodsky is featured prominently. They are all recordings by Annette Henshaw, all from 1926. First two from 1926, the next two from 1927. I'll start with Gershwin, George and Ira Gershwin's tune, Do, Do, Do. Then I'll go on to Everything's Made for Love. These two tunes were recorded on November 26, 1926. And then I'll follow those without interruption with Ain't She Sweet. That's January 28, 1927. And finally, Here or There, from February 2nd, 1927. Now, the first two tunes, Everything's Made for Love and Ain't She Sweet, Annette Henshaw is accompanied by Irving Brodsky on piano, and that's the only accompaniment she has. Ain't She Sweet, same thing, just Irving Brodsky. Finally, in Here or There, the last tune that I'm going to play in this set, there is Irving Brodsky on piano, but also Jimmy Lytle on clarinet. So let's listen then to four recordings, 1926, 1927, Irving Brodsky accompanying Annette Henshaw.
Above. Thank you. if he wants me, I'm right here for him. Bo-do-do-do, when we meet, he just knocks me off my feet. And I ask you very confidentially, ain't he sweet? That's all.
You can see that Irvin Brodsky was not only a good rhythm man, but also a great pianist. He accompanies Annette very nicely, and then when he takes his solos, he's really excellent. I don't know if that also strikes you, but I thought that Jimmy Lytle's clarinet at some point sounded almost like a violin. All right, I want to go now to the year 1930. A couple of recordings from January 13, 1930 by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Muggsy Spanier and Manny Klein and Frank Guarente on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey and Joe Euchel on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Alfie Evans, Herbert Spencer on reeds. There are two unknown violins. Irving Brodsky is on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Joe Tart on brass bass or string bass, Ray Bauduc on drums. And the vocals in both tunes that I'm going to play are by Scrappy Lambert. And they are Have a Little Faith in Me and Congratulations. So let's listen then to Irving Brodsky with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1930.
happiness a while come true, dear, with the help of you, dear. Have a little faith in me.
Nice mellow stuff, isn't it? Okay, I want to conclude this program about Irving Brodsky with one tune from an album entitled Gene Golcat and His Orchestra, Dance Hits of the 20s in Stereo. And it's a LP RCA number CAS548, and it was recorded in 1959. And the band is pretty big. Again, Jimmy Maxwell, Yank Lawson, Doc Severinsen, and Mel Davis on trumpet, Will Bradley, Jack Satterfield, and Herbie Green on trombone, Toots Mondello, Dean Kincaid, Hank D'Amico, Milt Yenner and Al Klink on reeds, Chauncey Morehouse, he is the original member of the 1926-27 band that had Bix in it, on drums, Ward Lair on string, bass and tuba, Irving Brodsky on piano, and George Barnes on banjo and guitar. And the violin is Felix Orlewitz, who apparently in other recordings, not the one that I'm going to play, does the Giovenuti solos. Now, the arrangements here were done by, except for the ones that were taken note for note from the original recordings, were made by Cy Oliver. And I want to play one tune from this album. It's Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. So here is then Irving Brodsky with the Gene Golkett in 1929. Forgot to mention that the vocal there was done by Lou Hurst with Debbie and the Diplomats. And did you notice at about 40 seconds an interpolation from one of the 1927 Golkett recordings? But how sad what three decades can do to the music. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Thank you. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.